Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On Mystery Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
My bastards and wenches, and welcome to the annual No Borders, No Race South by Southwest Festival Special. I am your host, King Baby Duck. The South by Southwest Festival is a place where bands, films, and other forms of entertainment come to meet down in Austin, Texas for a couple weeks of loud and killer entertainment. As of this recording, the festivities have begun, which is weird considering it's usually more of the third week in March that all this stuff happens, so I apologize for this show's tardiness. So you may be asking yourself, King, how come you always do a South by Southwest show if you've never been down there yourself? What makes it more special than, say, something like Bonnaroo, or even the North by Northeast Festival, or even your city's own Boston Calling events? Well, here's why. It's because of the South by Southwest Festival that I was able to jump deep into the Japanese music scene. Every year, a good amount of bands from the Japanese indie circuit fly down, sometimes with the assistance of Sister Benton label founder Audrey Kimura, and perform all throughout the week of South by Southwest. Right after those festivities have ended, some of those bands will then regroup into what is known as the Japan Night Tour, which used to have a stop in Cambridge until a couple years ago, but it got very hard to book as the years went on. Through this tour, I got into such bands as Stance Punks, Zagoju Kaitens, Omodaka, Flip, Tsushima Mirai, and Odasuka Band, just to name a few. Other bands such as Electric Eelshock and Mono have also performed at the event, but outside of what Audrey has helped do. So it's because of Japan Night that No Borders, No Race even exists. For if I had never got wind of what this festival was, my knowledge of the Japanese music scene would be minuscule at best. I would probably be only listening to The Pillows, Asian Kung Fu Generation, Poly Six, and L'Arc-en-Ciel, and some Puffy as well. Those are the only bands I would have known had it not been for the South by Southwest Festival. So this week, I will be spinning artists from Japan, Korea, and a couple of English artists, as well as share where you'll be able to see these guys play if you are down in Austin for the festivities. There will be none of the usual banter segments I usually do. I just want to focus this week on playing some great music. Some of you may be disappointed with that, whereas others, maybe not so much. I know I'm usually a whole lot better written form than in audio form when it comes to sharing opinions and such, so I'm very well aware of my imperfections. But with that said, let's start the show. Remember, if you like what you hear, please be sure to support these artists by buying their music, and you can find just about all these musicians and more on such places as cdjapan.co.jp, Amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the official websites, and your local record stores. We're going to start the show off with a band called Gremlin, whose frontman Yudu Park was born in Kyoto and raised in Southern California. You can catch them this Wednesday at 10 p.m. at the Karma Lounge. From their album Empire, here's Do You Know How It Feels? From Seoul, South Korea, that was Crying Nut with Speed Up Losers, the title track from their 1998 debut album. They're a punk rock band whose popularity has surprised even the band members themselves, as their albums constantly invade the K-pop charts. Crying Nut is also known for their insane live shows, where just about every corner of the venue they play transforms into a giant mosh pit. Hopefully, if you hear this in time, you can catch them this Tuesday, which is tonight, at 10:30 p.m. at the Elysium. Up next, we have a J-pop trio by the name of Starmory, who have been spreading their sound throughout all of Asia, as well as a sold-out gig at last year's Anime Expo in L.A. They'll be playing at the Elysium on Friday night at 8 p.m. as part of the Japan Night Tour. Here's one of their singles from back in 2012. It's called The Three-Starred Restaurant, Paul's Invitation.
Feeling as if I've been cursed. bitter cold within. Days go by and still I think of you. Days when I could live my life without you.
Classic EDM for you. Dirty Vegas with Days Go By from their breakthrough 2002 self-titled debut album. They went on hiatus for a couple years back in 2005, regrouping 3 years later stronger than ever. They will have a new EP coming out later this year called Let the Night, so be on lookout for that release. They will be at the Swan Dive Patio Saturday night at 1 a.m., so that's a show for all you night owls listening in. Our second band from South Korea this week, this band calls themselves Rock and Roll Radio, who have been going around the country winning awards and playing to massive audiences at multiple festivals. You can catch them at Eisenhower's on Thursday night at 11 p.m. Here's the title track from their 2013 album. It's called Shut Up and Dance.
かの声がして、振り向いたら君がいた。春緑の丘を駆け抜けて、いつか行こうよ夏の波間に夢を乗せ、もしもどこかですれ違い、振り向いたら微笑んだ秋。枯葉の森を駆け抜けて、いつか行こうよ冬の粉雪滑り出せ。サンサニーフレンド、目と目でわかるよ。サンサニーフレンド、初めて会ったのに夢中さ、今日もいい日さ、君に首だけ毎日素敵な日々、ハレルヤ。
Sentimental City Romance with Sun Sunny Friend from their 2011 album, Yeto Kame. Last year, the band hit a wonderful milestone when they celebrated their 40th anniversary together as a band and are considered to be the longest-running rock group currently going at it in the Japanese music scene. You can check them out at the Japan Night Show this Friday evening at the Elysium, and will be hitting the stage at midnight. Right now, we're going to play a song by the band Against Me, who just dropped a new album called Transgender Dysphoria Blues, which chronicles their lead singer, Laura Jane Grace's recent changes and struggles after coming out as someone who is transgendered. But their fans have stuck by them, the media has supported them, and even Grace's wife isn't leaving her side. You know, it's a beautiful thing seeing how the world reacts so lovingly to someone like Laura, knowing that she has the full support of just about everyone in and out of her life. Gives you hope that humanity is changing for the better. You can catch them at the Red 7 Patio on Wednesday evening at 12:50 a.m. from their acoustic True Trans EP. This one is called Fuck My Life 666.
The ease of your pose, the grace of your silhouette, the way that your shoulders meet your slender neck. Where would we be without all the distance? You know I'm already just a skeleton. I don't have the heart to match the one pricked into your finger. All things made to be destroyed, all moments meant to pass. don't want to live without teeth. Don't want to die without bite. I never want to say that I regret it. Never want to say that we grew apart. I never want to say that the feelings changed. I don't have the heart to match the one pricked in the finger. All things made to be destroyed. All moments meant to pass. Chip nail polish and a barbed wire dress. Is your mother proud of your eyelashes? Silicone chest and collagen lips. How would you even recognize me? I don't have the heart to match the one pricked in the finger. All things made to be destroyed. All moments meant to pass. I don't have the heart to match the one pricked in the finger. No more troubled sleep. There's a brave new world that's raging inside of me. I don't have the heart to match the one pricked in the finger. This too will soon slip out of reach. This too will soon come to an end.
Yeah.
A track from their 2004 EP, Stand Up Again, that was the Korean band No Brain with Your Crush on Me. A winner of many Band of the Year awards back in their homeland, they also grabbed the attention of media outlets at last year's South by Southwest, as well as the Canadian Music Week for their performances. They'll be at Eisenhower's on Thursday night with Rock and Roll Radio, and will be hitting the stage at 1 a.m. Here's a two-piece band from Japan called Zaragani Dollar, who crafted their sound from their inspirations like The Hives, Queen, and Beastie Boys, although they sound more like Death from Above 1979 or Blood Red Shoes, if you ask me. They'll be at the Metal and Lace Lounge on Thursday and will be hitting the stage promptly at 10 p.m. From their mini-album Deadbird, this one is called Johnny.
emo band Hollow Jan with Empty from their 2006 album Rough Draft in Progress, an album that got much critical praise throughout the entire country, as well as won them the Best Rock Album of the Year at the Korean Music Awards in 2008. They'll be playing at the Lit Lounge upstairs at 9 p.m. Wednesday evening. Next up, we've got the band Red Bacteria Vacuum, and while they themselves won't be at South by Southwest this year, two of the band members will be playing as a new side project called Jungles, as their main bass player, Kasan, recently gave birth to a baby boy, so the new mom needs a bit of rest to take care of the little one. Jungles will be at the Elysium Friday night for Japan Night, and they will be going on at 9 p.m. From the album Dolly Dolly Make an Epoch, here are Red Bacteria Vacuum with Horasamba.
Down!
I wake up, stand. We'll bounce over beats and rock shows so fast, so slow, never know where the day may go. Bounce and we bubble over hills and valleys. We go through the fields of green, in between the sunnies, or just in the hot. There's no need to stand up, no need to feed on the scraps of the enemy. Where's the bad guy?
Yahoo with Smash Lies from his 2009 album Light. A couple years ago, he shocked both his fan base and the Jewish community when he shaved off his beard and dyed his hair blonde, saying goodbye to his Hasidic persona, which I hope means he's back to his stage diving shenanigans. He's still spiritually Jewish, mind you, in case some of you Hebrew listeners out there were wondering. You can catch him at the Gatsby on Thursday night at 10 p.m. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com and on Twitter at king_baby_duck. And be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bostonbastardbrigade. And do not forget about the other shows under The Land of Ash, including The Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, in the Issues program. After the South by Southwest Festival is over, you can catch the Japan Night US Tour, which this year will feature Vampirla, Jungles, Zaragani Dollar, Happy, and Star Marie. They'll be at the Knitting Factory in New York City on Sunday, March 16th, the Ruby Tuesday Live in Columbus, Ohio on the 17th, the Double Door in Chicago on the 18th, the New Earth Music Hall in Athens, Georgia on the 21st with special guest P-Lander Z, the Backstage Bar and Billiards in Las Vegas on the 22nd, the Till 2 Club in San Diego on the 23rd with special guest The Touchies and DJ Heather Harajo. I hope I'm saying that right. And finally, at the Independent in San Francisco on the 24th. I'll be posting a link to the official page in this podcast episode's post. So if you missed all that, just go onto the B3 site and you can find all the info right on there. We're going to end this South by Southwest special with the band Champagne, who have shared the stage with the likes of Muse and Primal Scream, just to name a couple. They will also be playing a sold-out show at the renowned Budokan in Japan on March 28th, but before that, they'll be playing two shows at the South by Southwest Festival. The first is at the Hideout on Wednesday at 10 p.m., and then on Thursday, they'll be at the Lit Lounge upstairs going on with a 9 p.m. set time. From their album, Mino do Karate, this song is called Star. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps.
I see light and darkness, waiting for a thousand years or less. 光る夜の下、足が止まった。言葉を失い、ただ固まった。I feel the night is ending. Time is just running out by the morning. 頭の中では完璧だった。ところが外に出そうとした時にあっと気づく。私の昔の理想は跡形もなくなった。だからもう一度証拠にもないままに立ち上がって。さまよって。Oh, Express 光る誰か見て私は泣いた己と見比べただただ泣いた A full sun is rising up and night is dying out I see the time is running out and time is running out